7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Hey, what's up, monkeys? Monkey Dan here. Just wanted to give you guys a quick behind the scenes before diving into the episode. I'm actually recording this from Bozeman, Montana. I've been on the road since July 26th. So quite a bit of travel. Did some whitewater rafting, did some climbing, drove up to Bozeman, Montana for a wedding. Myself and Monkey David actually met with some designers up here in Bozeman for a super secret new monkey product, probably coming out maybe late 2020. So stoked to plant that seed and hopefully eventually reveal that to everyone in the next year or so. So exciting times in monkey land. And just wanted to kind of share some thoughts while I've been on the road about seeing monkeys and just seeing folks in general getting after it, and how stoked that gets me, and how I think it's so important to have that motivation and inspiration in your life. And it just makes it so much easier to get out of bed in the morning, get out the door for wildness, monkeying, training, climbing, hiking, biking, whatever it is you're psyched on. So thanks for listening to the episode. Enjoy summer. Hopefully you get plenty of time out in the wild, and monkey on. Hello, monkeys, and welcome to the Live Wild or Die podcast. I'm your host, Monkey Dan. And this episode, I'm coming at you from the beautiful and wild Bozeman, Montana. I've been on the road basically since, when did I leave? July 26th. So a little over a week now. Things have been pretty wild, to be honest. Started the trip off for my good friend Michael Butt's 40th birthday. We went rafting on the Tuolumne River just outside Yosemite National Park. And then we were lucky enough to actually go to Yosemite and do some climbing. Flew back to Denver, and then about 9 hours later was on the road up to Bozeman. And we're here for a few more days. So getting in some monkeying on the road and just trying to be as wild as possible while we're up here. And what I want to talk about today was just motivation, inspiration, and fuel for monkey workouts and just being active and working out in general. And, you know, I've always tried really hard when I've been traveling to maintain at least this minimum level of activity and working out. And I've mentioned this a ton on the show, but I still get in these morning workouts where what I'm doing now is 3 rounds, 15 push-ups, 15 rows. And it's really hard to describe on audio, but it's basically, I'm holding a hollow rock position. So I'm basically laying on my back. I'm hollowing out my front side. So I'm contracting my abdominals. I'm raising my shoulders up. My feet are off the ground, and basically my lower back is resting on the ground. I put my hands over my head, and then I slowly rotate between a overhead position with my hands and then down to my sides. And it's pretty legit. It's it looks pretty simple, but it's the real deal. So what I should do is post a video of that on Instagram and or YouTube. But while I've been on the road, I've been doing a little scrolling on Instagram, and it was making me think about how I get so psyched seeing people when they're training, especially with monkey products, but it's people training in general. I just get so psyched, and it gets me up early in the morning. It gets me out the door right after I record this. I'm going to go for a run, do some hill sprints, bring Pocket Monkey, kind of mix up some bodyweight training with some hill sprints out here in Montana, and then do a little barbecuing this evening. But I know I've heard this a ton. I know it's a real psychological phenomenon where humans are really, really good at mimicking, imitating other humans. It's part of our evolutionary advantage. You see someone do something that's useful, beneficial, you can see it, internalize it, and then do it yourself. So I think if you surround yourself with inspirational, active, wild people, you can do this in real life with your friends, your community you live in, just surrounding, you're going to be a product of your environment. That's we've heard that since we've been little kids, but I really, the older I get, the more and more I believe that the people you're around the most are the people that are going to influence you the most. So if you're trying to be more active, trying to get wilder, trying to get fitter, trying to lose weight, get stronger, whatever it is, surround yourself with people that have those attributes. And ideally, if you can find people that might be a little stronger, a little faster, maybe even a little smarter, I think that's going to help push you to step your game up. And that was something when I was in college, you know, I'm not the biggest guy out there. So I'd always try and train, especially in the weight room. I would always try and lift with guys that were stronger than me. And I know 100%, 100% true, 100% it definitely pushed me to be stronger, go harder, and ultimately made me a better athlete. Just having that extra little percentage of tailwind, these guys pushing me and just trying to keep up, to be honest. So do whatever you can do to get these people around you, whether it's social media, whether it's joining a club, joining a gym, interacting with monkeys on Facebook, on Instagram, whatever it is. But just the more you can be exposed to that motivation and inspiration, I think the more you're going to do it. So right before I recorded this, I did a little thumbing on the gram and saw guys getting after it. So wanted to record this real quick. And then, like I said, I'm going to go hit some hill sprints, do some monkeying, and then do a little barbecuing. Enjoy Big Sky Country out here. So thank you, monkeys, that have been posting and giving shout outs, spreading the monkey love. We can't thank you guys enough. And I know for a fact it motivates me, and it definitely motivates the entire monkey family, the entire monkey community. So thank you. Keep getting wilder, everyone. And we'll see you out there. Monkey on.